Good morning. Yesterday we had the fascinating question, when somebody who is elderly or a Talmud Chacham comes within four amos of us, we've been talking about the obligation to stand up, but we extended that as well and asked, is there also an obligation, if there are no other seats around, to give our seat so that individual can sit down? For example, no seats available in the shul, and somebody elderly walks in above the age of 70, a great Talmud Chacham walks in, obligation to stand up, do you have to give your seat? Or on the bus, or on the subway as well, is there an obligation? And we said, Mi'ikar Din, the vast majority of Paskim are of the view that there's no obligation to stand up and give your seat. The obligation of standing up, Mipnei Seva, Takum V'Adarta Pnei Zaken, is to stand up and then you can sit down there afterward, but there's no obligation to give your place. That is the view of the contemporary proskim. Having said that, we also said there are a number of reasons why someone indeed should and may be obligated to give, but not because of the mitzvah of standing up for them. That is to stand up. You can sit down there afterward. You don't need to give your seat. And we said to avoid a lechilul Hashem and to create a kiddush Hashem. And it's derech eretz, and it's also under the mitzvah of gimilus chasadim. Those are four reasons. And a fifth reason, because the kima should have hiddur, which means if you look at the pasuk mipnei seva takum v'adarta pnei zaken, it says mipnei seva takum, standing, v'adarta, it should be with splendor also. And if you just stand and don't give your seat, you have fulfilled the mitzvah of kima, of standing, but not vahadarta, of doing it in a splendid way. And our question accordingly today is, we're saying that although there's not a mitzvah, a chiyuv, to give your seat because of the mitzvah of standing, it's a mitzvah to stand, not to give your seat, we have other reasons indeed that you should give your seat away, maybe obligated to give your seat away. But how about, and this is our question, if it's going to cause you to have a financial loss, or if it's going to create great sorrow for you, if you're on a bus and it's going to be an hour that you have to be standing up or sitting on the floor. I remember when he used to go back to yeshiva, it'd be a good hour on the bus, 45 minutes, 50 minutes on the bus, no seats. You are either standing for the whole way or you're seated in the middle of the bus on the floor. So that would be a case of sorrow. That wouldn't be a case of financial loss, but there could be a case of financial loss when you bought a specific seat, for example, on a train. And that's your seat, and do you have to give it up or not? So that's going to be our question. We're going to divide it in two. First, we'll talk about financial loss, and then we'll talk about incurring sorrow. That'll be our second question. So when it comes to financial loss, the Tshuva Shevet Alevi and the Sefer O Halecha Ba'amitecha, that's by the author of the Bezalel Chochma, Rav Bezalel Stern. He talks about somebody who's going on a train, and you bought a ticket, the ticket to sit in a specific seat. So if you wind up standing, then that could be viewed as a financial loss because you paid for that seat and you're not using it. Or you paid specifically to sit down, and other people who don't pay to sit down, they have to stand up. So there's an extra fee to sit. And if you would be standing because of this elderly individual, this Talmud Chacham, that would be a financial loss. And they say as follows, in Otzarach Limtzoras, Mekom Lechacham Ozaken, Shebaul Letoch Arbamos, if there's no obligation to give your place to an elderly person, a Talmud Chacham, elderly or a Talmud Chacham, once they come within four amos, it is sufficient for you to stand up. And then thereafterward, you can sit down, but you don't have to give your place because that would be a financial loss because you paid for that specific seat, or you paid for the ability to sit and not stand. And if you would be obligated halachically to give your seat away, that would mean incurring a financial loss. That's their first take on it. But then between the two of them, they bring three different reasons why this may not be correct. Number one is as follows. This is the Shevet Alevi. He says it could possibly be that this concept of not incurring a financial loss, that could be when you are mevatel malachim, when you're on the job, you're not obligated to incur a financial loss in order to do the mitzvah of standing up, giving your seat, and the like. But when it comes of al-bazahare hachisoran kisu l'tzorach mitzvah, when it comes to this, that this quote-unquote financial loss would be for doing a mitzvah, why would it be any different than any other mitzvah? We're obligated to buy tefillin. We're obligated to buy a lulav and esrog. We're obligated in so many mitzvahs, and we incur financial loss Why would this be any different? And accordingly, it could be that we do have to incur financial loss and give up our seed. And in addition, the Olecha Bamitecha says as follows, you don't own that seat right now. What you did was you paid for the schus, for the ability to sit in that seat, but you don't own it. So while there is this travel, while the train is moving, you have the ability to sit there. When it's not, you don't own that seat. And if you're going to be mevater on that schus, lo yagiyei lav hesed b'mamono, you're not going to get incur a financial loss. Why not? Kevin shelo yimana mimenu shum revach, because no revach, no profit is being prevented from you from being earned. There's no financial loss here. You had a right to sit somewhere. You're giving up on that right to sit there right now. And that's it. That's not incurring a financial loss. It's not foregoing a gain. Vigam, in addition, he adds on a third thought here, why indeed maybe you do have to incur a financial loss. There's nothing tangible being lost here. This isn't an item that you have here that you are giving up a seat, or that you're giving away your phone, or you're giving away your car. There's nothing that is tangible here that you are giving away. You're simply being mevater on your ability to sit down or sit in that seat, and that would not be considered a financial loss. So there we have it. It seems that mi'ikar din, you don't have to incur a financial loss, but on the other hand, we have various reasons why you do, and in the end of the day, they don't go with their initial premise that there's not an obligation. It could very well be, for the various arguments that we mentioned, that you would have to get up and give away that seat that you purchased, or give away the ability to sit, because you paid to sit, not to stand. But if you have that individual who is very elderly, having a tough time to stand, it could be that you are obligated to give it away. So that is when it comes to financial loss. Hef said, Mom, and how about when it comes to Tsar Gadol, incurring pain, difficulties, and the like? So the Tshuvas van Hagos, Rav Moshe Sternbach, says as follows, that if you shimiten lo es mekomo, yitzterech oso shekam la'amod al raglav zman arach. If by virtue of the fact that you're giving away your seat, you're going to have to stand for a long time, we see that people who are on the job, as we mentioned before, they are pchater from kima. They don't have to stand up because they don't have to incur a financial loss. The same thing would be here. We're going to learn from financial loss to the situation of sorrow that would apparently not be an obligation to incur that sorrow. The mitzvah here is kima, standing up, but not giving away your seat. So when it comes to Tsar Gadol, if you would have tremendous sorrow, we learn from Hefsed Mamon, a financial loss, that is indeed a sorrow as well. So two different types of sorrow. If you don't have to stand up because you're going to have a financial loss on the job, you also don't have to incur sorrow that you'd have to stand up a long time by giving away that seat because there are no seats, other seats available. But in the end of the day, he does say that even though there wouldn't be an obligation to stand up and give away your seat, but nonetheless, certainly there is a mitzvah to do that. There is a mitzvah to do that. And one last additional point, maybe two additional points. This Sefer Kima Vehidur says as follows, Yishladun da'afi neima deba'alma mitzar patu milakum. Even though typically we would say that somebody would not be obligated to give away the seat if they are going to be mitzar because of that, because they would be heard in sorrow and pain and difficulty, nonetheless, in this situation, that it's you standing or that elderly individual standing. And if your sorrow is going to be less than his, then we indeed could argue that you indeed should stand up. So if your sorrow is going to be less than his, and that's likely the case if the person who is seated is younger, that's what we're talking about, that you have an obligation to stand up for an elderly individual, and if it's going to be more difficult for him to stand, then it could very well be that there would be an obligation for you to get up, and not only get up, but to give away your seat. Just one last point here, based on the Ohalecha Bamitecha and Rav Chaim Kanievsky, Shema Yedei Sheifne Mekomo Lezaken, Yitzarach La'amod B'makam Shetzfufim Sham Gvarim V'Nashim. If it's not simply that you're going to have to stand up, it's not simply that you're going to incur a financial loss, it's not simply they're going to have sorrow from standing up, but you would have to stand in a place. There are many men and women together. The key real concern is not the men, if you're a man, but women together. And the concern is not so much if you're a woman that the women are there, but the men are there to be standing in close proximity to that, especially if they are not properly dressed. Einot tzari latet ez mekomo, there would not be an obligation to give your seat away. Unless you can find a place that would not have this concern. So we've gone through it, and we said, just to recap, initially we thought if there's financial loss, because I bought this ticket, and I'm supposed to be seated in this seat, I don't have to stand, that maybe that's correct. Maybe you just have to do the mitzvah of kima, not give away your seat. But then we bought various rationales, indeed, that one indeed should give away the seat, or maybe must give away the seat. And when it came to the second issue of tsar, of having to stand for a good amount of time, we said initially, maybe you don't have to stand, because that tsar, you have to stand up, but then you can sit down, you don't have to give away your seat. But in the end of the day, we saw the psak of the Tshuvas van Hagos, that nonetheless, even if there's not obligation, certainly there is a mitzvah to stand, so there would be a mitzvah to stand, and especially if it's the case that your sorrow would be less than the elderly person's sorrow, then indeed you have to get up, or you should get up. The right thing to do is to get up. And the last point was, but you have to look, where are you going to be standing? And said Rav Chaim Kanievsky, that if it means you're going to have to be standing, a man with the ladies, or a lady standing up and having to stand with the men, then there would be no obligation indeed to give away your seat. Thanks for listening. Have a wonderful day.